The Bush administration is expected to decide shortly whether federal money should be spent on research involving a unique type of cells called human embryonic stem cells. As the name implies, these are derived from human embryos, and for that reason, some say the research is unethical and should be banned. On the other hand, most scientists are convinced that studying these cells will reveal a wealth of knowledge about the basic biology of human beings and could lead to treatments for a variety of diseases. NPR's Joe Palca has this report on the scientific promise of embryonic stem cells.
Imagine you're going on a long bicycle ride. You'd probably want to take a spare inner tube, spare brake pads, a spare chain, maybe a few spare spokes, even more stuff if you had room. Now imagine that instead of all that, you could take a tiny pellet that would turn into each of these bike parts if you simply added a little water and a few drops of the right chemicals. That's the promise of embryonic stem cells, one cell that has the ability to turn into any cell in the body.
The beginning of the whole story is like 20 years ago when people discovered that there were a certain kind of tumor which is called a teratoma, which when it grows, the tumor generates all kinds of different cell types.
Ron Mackay works on stem cells at the Neurology Institute at the National Institutes of Health. These teratomas contained all kinds of cell types, hair, skin, even teeth. When scientists looked more closely at these tumors, they found that all the different cell types derived from a single starter cell, what scientists call an undifferentiated cell.
That was really the beginning of this understanding that you could grow a cell, or a cell could grow, which would give rise to many cell types in the body.
Similar cells had to exist in human embryos, since those cells also give rise to all the cell types in the body, and do so in an orderly way, rather than forming a tumor. The reason scientists are excited about stem cells' medical potential is that there are a number of diseases caused by problems with a particular kind of cell. In Parkinson's disease, for example, it's a brain cell that makes the chemical dopamine. In diabetes, it's a pancreatic cell that makes insulin. Cell biologist Lawrence Goldstein of the University of California, San Diego, says scientists see embryonic stem cells as a way to treat these diseases.
The real hope is that these cells will lead the way to true so-called regenerative medicine, the ability to replace damaged tissue in people who are sick with healthy tissue. New heart tissue, new brain tissue, new neurons, new pancreatic cells, new liver cells, what have you. That's where the potential lies.
But it's not certain that embryonic stem cells must be used to create these replacement cells. There are also so-called adult stem cells, cells that exist in adults that can't turn into every cell in the body, but can turn into certain types of cells. Ron Mackay says some scientists believe it will be possible to avoid the ethical debate over embryonic stem cells by focusing research on adult stem cells.
I don't feel particularly, you know, that it's either adult or embryonic. It's that at the moment we don't really know which of these cells is going to be the best source for a given disease. For some diseases, clearly, adult cells look very interesting.
But it may turn out that the importance of embryonic stem cells won't be in therapies at all. James Thompson of the University of Wisconsin was the first to derive embryonic stem cells from these early embryos. Thompson isn't so much interested in new therapies as he is in understanding the biological events that allow a tiny mass of cells to develop into a fully grown person.
I personally believe in the long term, the legacy of embryonic stem cells will be that we will know a lot about normal human development that we could not have gotten by any other means.
Thompson says he believes studying embryonic stem cells is ethical, since they were derived from embryos that would have been discarded. And once you've isolated them, they grow essentially forever, so you don't need a constant supply of embryos to make them. If the Bush administration does ban federal money from being spent on embryonic stem cells, Thompson says the field will still go forward with private money. It will just go forward at a much slower pace. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.